This is just the sort of music that stoked Joseph Haydn's musical furnace. Please, Wagenseil's Symphony in B-flat major once again, this time the third movement. For those listeners who are wondering why they haven't heard of George Reuter, George Matthias Mann, and George Christian Wagenseil, well, that's not their fault. As we discussed, the Viennese musical scene in the 1750s and 60s swung. Vienna was filled to bursting with first-class composers. Here are some other names, a who's who of mid-18th century Viennese composers that most folks haven't heard of either. Leopold Hoffmann, Joseph Anton Stefan, Johann George Zechner, Karl von Ordonez, Joseph Starzer, Giuseppe Bono, Johann Baptist von Hall, Florian Gassmann, the list could go on. So, if all these guys were considered in their time so important, why haven't we heard of them? Well, with the hindsight of 250 years, all of these composers had two strikes against them. First, they were working in a musical style that was neither fish nor fowl. Much as I hate to call anyone transitional, hey, isn't everything in life, man, like transitional? These composers were working in a sort of in-betweeny musical style that had neither the spiritual depth and Baroque magnificence of Johann Sebastian Bach's music, nor the classical lyricism and substance of Haydn's and Mozart's. Secondly, who among us wants to spend our creative lives sandwiched between the likes of J.S. Bach and Haydn and Mozart? You want to talk about living in the shadows? These composers and hundreds, if not thousands like them, have been essentially lost because the composers they grew from and grew towards, Bach, Haydn, and Mozart, were so transcendentally better at it than they were. However, and this is the big however, neither Haydn nor Mozart could have happened, could have musically evolved without the rich and varied musical climate provided by these same composers and the musical environment they created. Neither Haydn nor Mozart developed in a vacuum. They copied, imitated, paraphrased, and stole outright during their apprenticeships. Only after internalizing what already existed could either composer move on to create a truly new and original music. Reuter, Sammartini, Wagenseil, and all the rest, hats off. Back to Haydn, my friends, and his attempts to make a living and become a composer after his expulsion at the age of 17 from the choir school at St. Stephen's. Only slowly did he begin to earn a living. He played the violin at dances, he took on private students, arranged music for dance bands, and sang in choruses. A great anecdote comes down to us from this period of Haydn's life, and it's typical of the way he had to make what qualified as a living at this time. Albert Christoph Dias, writing in 1805, reports, quote, "From time to time after his departure from St. Stephen's, Haydn knew not which way to turn. With hunger as his motive, he decided to make a pilgrimage to the Church of Maria Zell in Styria. As soon as he arrived, Haydn went to the chorus master, announced himself as a pupil from the choir school of St. Stephen's, and offered his services as a singer in exchange for food. The choir master did not believe him, refused his offer, and when Haydn persisted, dismissed him with these words, 'All kinds of riffraff from Vienna show up here pretending to be discharged choir boys, and when the time comes, they can't sing a single note,' unquote." Well, to quickly finish the story, the next day, Haydn snuck into the choir loft, bribed one of the singers with a penny to let him see the music, and then grabbed it from his hands and began to sing. The choir director, astonished and properly chastened, kept Haydn on long enough for the boy to fill his stomach with the church's food.